Those of us who ventured there dream of red brick wards and chipping plaster hallways, fenced-in windows, security cages around stairwells, dripping, soggy basement morgue of the old asylum. A place where you can see your breath, even on the hottest summer day. Once there was a plantation here, a whole town called Overbrook, but the local normal folks called it the bin, as in loony bin. Sick minds, incautious thoughts, nauseous thinking took place here. Things you will never think, ever, were thought here on a daily basis by the shuffling, sad hordes of gray-eyed saints, impossibly lucid in their madness, shuffling in slippers down corridors where once there were no puddles or piles of trash, corridors that led to cafeterias that weren't yawning in silent screams towards the sanitarium sky. Once, the old asylum was the new asylum. People from my generation forget about that. These arched plaster wards weren't always so wretched. They didn't always fall. Once they were put up by workers in coveralls wearing ties on their shirts and old pork pie hats with cigars in old 1800s dress, big mechanical industrial style, iron steam pipes, medieval gynecological chairs. People shut up on hot wards before the days of air conditioning when coal was consumed and came by train car during harsh winters to heat the massive insane asylum. Always an uncomfortable temperature in all seasons. Situated above the Peckman River, the brook that Overbrook is over, that drains Second Mountain into the Passaic River, whose flow I have followed all of my life, from the top of the mountain to Newark Bay and beyond in boats. For me, Overbrook was magical and the source of all creativity, but to the patients, it could be hell. The government's best shot at keeping shell-shocked veterans, alcoholics, schizophrenics, drug addicts, and just general nuts off the streets. A better alternative than the highway underpass. An offering of asylum to the poor, confused, and weak. Also a cage for the violently insane and a laboratory for the study of human madness. Their best shot? Yes. But now outdated. Let them live under bridges. Lock them in jail. No one cares to see it. Mental illness, just as stigmatized and shunned as in the 1800s when Overbrook was founded, only worse, now even less compassionate. Lock them up, they're criminals. Call the thought police. And also the heartless greed for land, purposeful neglect of Overbrook buildings to free up valuable real estate, the untapped old asylum market. There's lots of land here, basically all that's left. Overbrook was once a plantation, men farming fields, milking cows, a town unto itself, producing its own food and free labor. Women darning socks, repairing knee holes in the female Front Hill day room, keeping busy. Now they call it slave labor. Unpaid workers are not union friendly, so the farm died, the greenhouse collapsed. The women had no darning or knee-hole repair to accomplish, so they sat on hot wards, sweated and stank, did nothing and accomplished nothing except to get bored, restless, crazier. And there were too many patients to keep track of, especially with the revolving door. No one wanted to work there in later years when all the really qualified doctors and nurses moved on past crumbling bricks and leaky slate roofs to New York, Atlanta, or California. to practice their principles in modern accommodations, places where the hospital still smelled clean, unlike the rotting asylum stench that would permeate clothes and hair, with a nursing home cafeteria odor, reminiscent of stale medicine, bad plumbing, careless hospital waste, now strewn across floors and tabletops in the abandoned version of Overbrook. Still stinking, but now rubs off on workers' clothes who are abating and tearing down the bin. No longer an asylum, but a construction site. The workers go home stinking of ghosts and old medicine no longer practiced, wearing respirators, but still breathing in the madness that lingers here, and spreading to their wives and kids around the dinner table after work, the mind sickness. Patients sat here for lifetimes, breathing in the stench and contributing to it with body functions and sick mental functions. Insanity is still in the air. They keep guards against trespassers so it won't spread. But we, who have ventured through long wards and soggy tunnels of Overbrook Asylum, are tainted as well. We will never be the same or look at history in the light. We will see only the cavernous arched corridors lined with darkness and isolation cells. We will see and smell the wards in our dreams, the stagnant day rooms of summer, the frozen puddles in sinks and on floor of Overbrook winter. Not with anguish like the patients, but with a love for the abandoned, a yearning to escape suburban confinement without going too far from home. A wild, free place, forbidden yet inviting, the old asylum on the mountain that called to generations of kids looking for a thrill, where patients once suffered, teenagers now laugh, take selfies, fill the wards with vape clouds and spray paint fumes. We are tainted, yes, but in a good way, changed by Overbrook from a lifetime of driving down Fairview Ave and cutting through Verona to get from Caldwell to Montclair without too much Bloomfield Avenue. Almost forgotten are the farm and enchanted woods, the shuffling patients smoking on the lawn in their gowns as we passed and waved as kids in our carpool station wagon. Almost forgotten, the mood the asylum would conjure in our young, scared minds. Something to keep you up at night with real fears of escaped psychopaths and unquiet ghosts. A real haunted place, not too far away, but now forever gone.